Man, all right, everybody, welcome to Web Asset Group. My name is Robbie Cornelius, and this podcast is all about interviewing the movers and the shakers of the world in the space of entrepreneurship, in the space of influencers. And I'm proud because this segment is allowing me to interview someone that I've been seeing influence people since I got on TikTok. And this person that I'm bringing to the stage here is AJ's Rant Room. What's up, AJ?
What's going on? How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. I'm glad that you're here, brother. Glad
Thanks
that you're here.
Me. Thanks you, for having me.
Yeah, man, absolutely. 138,200 plus followers on TikTok.
It should be a million, but we won't talk about that. But go ahead.
Oh, we're going to talk about it. I want to talk about that. 1.7 million likes so far on TikTok. AJ, TikTok, man. What brought you to the platform of TikTok? And tell everybody about, you know, a little bit about who you are.
Native New Yorker, come from theater. I'm an actor, former choreographer, writer, editor, entrepreneur, business owner, have a shop, and I'm working on a couple other things. What brought me to TikTok? COVID brought me to TikTok. I knew nothing about it. I didn't know what it was, and I didn't even get on the app to do anything but the stupid dances and stuff. So I didn't go there to be political or talk about anything. I just went there to just follow whatever was going on because I was bored in the house. I was trapped in the house like everybody else. I lived in Cali at the time, joined the app. And then I saw you could edit in the app, and I'm an editor. So I'm like, whoa, this app is major. And so then I saw the first political person. I don't know who it was. And I was just like, wait, people do more than like dance out here? I was like, oh, they talk politics. I was like, all right. So I was talking to my sister, and she just said something. She said, they don't care about us, but I don't know what we were talking about. And it made me think of the Michael Jackson song. And then it made me think of TikTok. And I was like, that app has like some great editing features. And I was like, all right, cool. Bam. So I was like, I need the song. And I knew nothing about being muted and licensing and songs and all that stuff. I just knew I wanted to use that song. And then they had like the effects, and they had like the fire effect, and I put the fire effect on it. And I just did like small little dances. And you know, you don't have that much space when you're filming with your camera. So it was like, you know, I just did the little, and that was my first political video, was to Michael Jackson's They Don't Care About Us. And it was just basically letting it all out in the first belch on TikTok as a political commentator. And that was it. That's how it started in the quarantine and the COVID.
Well, this is powerful. So I will say this, AJ, on this. So we're inside of a room right here, sponsored by Go Brunch. We're using Go Brunch. We don't censor in here at all. So you can be as real, raw, and authentic as you possibly want to be.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know the rules. So you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. No rules. There's no rules.
You want it polished, me, or you
there
want?
Ain't no
it.
Rules.
Like, I don't know. You know, we ain't go with no ground rules. So I don't know if I can motherfucking hear or anything. I didn't know.
Oh yeah. Whatever you want to do.
All right. Thank you. All right. So, you know, I can turn it on. You know, I got PR training.
So we do focus a little bit more on the entrepreneurial side of things, but
nice.
I do want to talk about some of the challenges that you've discovered. Now, I've been on TikTok for a while. You and I see the world through a similar lens when it comes to a lot of things, you know, entrepreneurship, politics, and things of that nature. And I do know from my personal experience, certain side of the political spectrum tends to get a little bit more shadow banned, if you will, on platforms like TikTok. But with that said, you've still managed to reach 138,000 followers. What you said earlier, hey, I'm supposed to be at millions by now. I also agree with you on that. But what keeps you going? Because what I hear, a lot of people, they feel like they're shadow banned. They just stop the platforms completely. What keeps you going, even though you feel like you're shadow banned?
I do things that it feels like purpose. So if it don't feel like purpose, I would have given up too. So I just feel like I'm supposed to be there. So if I don't feel like the moment I feel like it's time to move on, trust me, I'm gone. But yes, and part of why I'm at 138 is because I did for like a good 2 years of the 4 years I've been on the app, I've just been like, well, what is the point of spending hours producing a video, editing it, you know, captions, all this stuff, fancy features and all this stuff. And then, you know, it gets 45 views in an hour.
right.
And, you know, what is the point? So, but I feel like I am reaching the right people. So it's really, I had to give up on this concept of, well, why am I not at the numbers that I see other creators at? And it's fine. You know, I realize it's not my content and it's not me. So I know I'm talented. I know what I bring to the table. You know, and so therefore it's not that. It's just strictly coming through this algorithm that is clearly run by a certain group of people and just trying to do my best to work around their community guidelines that they change every 2 minutes.
That none of us clearly understand, right? Like
that general violation, what does that mean? Like that could literally be good morning, could be a violation.
Right.
Like come on now. Come on, bro. Like, oh, man. But yeah, I'm sorry.
How long did it take you to get that 138,000 followers on TikTok?
Well, it took 2 years to get to 100,000. Now, I've known people who got on the app and got to 100,000 in like 2 months. But yeah, whatever. Again, maybe I'm just not good looking enough. I don't know. But I was like, all right, cool. But it took me to get the additional 38. I probably got those 38 in the last year. So yeah. Cause I would go through waves where I would post and then where I wouldn't. And again, it's just, you know, being a creative and being a person who likes perfection of trying to get as close to it as possible. You know, I can't just slap things up. I know people just turn on the camera, start talking, post it. I'm not that guy. I gotta.
Gotta
work. You know, I gotta be lit well. I gotta be the right angle. The cuts gotta be right. I'm just that person. So I'd rather give you a quality product and not as often and just be throwing out stuff every day.
I like that. I really like that. Cause one of the things I tell creators to do is like focus on the repetition, especially when they're new, because a lot of people are afraid of the camera. A lot of people are afraid of being judged by other people. One of the things that attracted me to you was that you're not afraid. At least I think we all feel fear, but you don't allow fear to stop you from showing up as your real, raw, authentic self. And you know what I'm talking about in terms of your political perspective. What have you always been like that?
No,
fearless.
And but the thing that created that in me was I stopped caring. I stopped giving a fuck. Like literally, I tell people all the time, once you let that go, because no matter who you are, good or bad, how talented or not talented, there's always going to be a motherfucker with a problem. Always, no matter what. And it's like, do you focus on the two people that don't like you or do you focus on the majority that do? And so I was like, yeah, I'm like, no matter what I say or do, this person's going to have an issue. But that's your issue, not my issue. I'm not taking on your problem with me and trying to solve how can I appease you. I don't give a frog's fat ass. If I feel like I'm doing something that is purposeful to me and to my mission and vision, what your thoughts on it, you're not going to support it anyway. So why am I going to cater to, oh, well, I shouldn't say this. Oh, well, maybe I should be a little less, you know, maybe I should push a little less on this community or these people. Right. No, I'm going to do it the hell, whatever the passion, where the passion flows is where I'm going. That's it.
You came here to, you're on the planet to leave your mark on the planet. You're not here to just be some passive standbyer that's hoping that they don't, you know, ruffle any feathers.
Facts. And I don't even understand when people are like, you're courageous. I'm like, I'm not courageous. I'm just doing what I feel. Right.
Well, are you comfortable sharing the generation that you were born in?
Oh, like I guess you would call me an older millennial. Is that what I
okay.
would be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're probably in the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the reason why I ask is because there's something about our generation that I feel like that wherever you stand, we have to be heard. Like, but I think we're on the leading edge of that, because the generation before kind of, from my perspective, the older they've gotten, they kind of tuck their tail and kind of whisper things behind closed doors. But you are on the leading edge of saying, you know what, this is what I stand for and this is what I stand against. And you've done a great job at building a brand around that. What's some of the challenges you faced being your real, raw, authentic self on social media?
Obviously, you know, you've had this challenge as well as my relationship with the Black community. it's been one of the biggest challenges. Because it's this sort of concept that excellence is not a part of our culture, that being on time is not part of the culture, that giving people a great customer service experience is not part of the culture, and that's all BS, it's bullshit, you know? Right. And I'm like, these are all part of the things you have to, if you can't have greatness if you're failing a lot, you know, and you're failing on purpose because of your own actions. You're not failing because something didn't work out. You're failing because you're showing up like a slouch. You're showing up uninspired. You're showing up corny, and nobody cares about your mission or vision. And you want this. This is a sort of this pampering that some people want that you're never gonna get. You know?
Did you always think like that?
Pretty much, yeah. I didn't know what it was called, but I pretty much always thought like that. Yeah.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful. So what about the hate comments? I know a lot of content creators are worried about the hate comments that they might get. Do you get a lot of hate comments?
Of course. Of course, whenever I talk about Black community or LGBT, when I'm talking about those two communities, I usually get the most pushback when I talk about those communities. But I'm never saying anything hateful. You know what I mean? Right. I'm not being hateful. I know I'm not being, trust me, if you want, I know when I'm being hateful. Right. And it's usually never when there's a camera around. so when I'm really dog rock, no, you ain't never gonna get that on like a TikTok, but you know, but if I'm just giving a critique, or I'm just like, what I'm really trying to do is get you to wake the hell up. That's what the hell I'm trying to do. Like, how you're operating is not working. And if it hasn't been working for decades, you got to do something else. Like, what are you going to pass down the same complaining to your children? They're going to keep, like, what is the point? Like, you have to start creating that generational wealth for yourself. You can't complain about what your parents didn't get the opportunity. Yes, all of that is valid, but you can't live in it.
You can't live in it. And I keep telling
people, you can't. It's one thing to know your history. It's another to live in it. And I'm like, you can know where you come from. You can know, you know, the atrocities in your bloodline or whatever you need. But that is all, for me, that's fuel to be bigger and better. You know, I feel like people have made sacrifices so you and I could be right here today, right here on Beyonce's free internet, just talking our stuff. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Right. And I feel that too, because I feel like if we go back in anybody's bloodline far enough, we'll see where everybody's family member or generation or race was, you know, at the low end of the stick, if you will. And I've just always been a big believer. That's why I love entrepreneurship. The reason why I love entrepreneurship is because it is literally, and they're doing a great job at demonizing it in America right now, but they're
big time.
Like, how do you demonize private ownership? How do you demonize capitalism, capitalizing off of your gifts, off of your talents? How do you demonize that? Speaking of entrepreneurship, I see that you do have a shop, and I'm going to pull it up right here so that the viewers can check it out. Give me one second here. I'm going to share my screen. I want to pull up your shop here. AJsRantRoom.com, right? Am I right? AJsRantRoom.com?
That's correct.
Okay, so I got it up right here. Can you see that? All right, we're going to bring you right here in the center. All right, so AJsRantRoom.com, he's got his own shop. This is what I tell people about. Hey, monetize your online presence, because social media is using you anyway. So why not leverage the attention that you're getting by driving people to an online platform where you're monetizing? AJ, it looks like you've done a great job at doing this. And a lot of times, I'm going to be honest with you, when a lot of people have when a lot of people have like merch stores, a lot of their designs are like really corny. But I looked at your designs earlier and I'm like, who did this? Because this is really good. Like,
bro, this is a labor of love.
This is really, really good.
People don't understand that I put hours into this. Like this bag in particular, pulling all those patterns that was not easy. And then, you know, and then trying to find them in a certain quality and it took a lot. It took a, you know, it's a labor of love, like I said. I agree with you. Like sometimes people like, they come on a social media platform and they're there for 2 weeks and now they have merch. I made it clear, like part of my mission was until I get to 100,000 followers on TikTok, I'm not doing anything. I had bought the domain and I had the shop, but I just never like published it because I was like, I'm not there yet. And I was like, once I'm there, once I feel like people actually give a damn that I'm here, then I can say, okay, cool. You know, what I do isn't cheap and I'm not getting paid for it. So the least you could do is go buy a bag. You know,
I'm buying this. I'm going on camera right now saying I'm buying this bag right here. This one This is my favorite one right here. This is amazing right here.
This bag, I don't know if you can see me right now, but I got this bag.
Yes, I got. Oh, snap. That's awesome.
So, yeah, you know, it's real. Because we'd be like, that's not what it looked like in the picture. I'm like,
I just bookmarked that. I'm picking this up right here. This is awesome. This is really, really awesome. So talk
that
about
was my
that.
Favorite.
How long did it take you to monetize?
Outside
of the platform, like you're doing with your own website, you know? How long
did it take years, you to... It took the 2 years to get to 1K, so I didn't make any money before that. So all that content that y'all got for free... Yeah, I didn't get paid for any of those videos, any of the viral ones, none of that, none of nothing, no pennies, no money. And so I didn't make my first dime until I opened the store. And so when I opened the store, it still took about a year before I saw like a penny, but it was cool. You know, it's a labor of love. The passion's in the work, like you can see the quality in the website, you see the quality in the merch, So I tell people all the time, you know, I'm not selling you a beach house in Idaho. I'm for real. You know, and there are a lot of frauds out there that I fight with on this app all the time. But it is what it is.
And you know, you do get really creative with your posts. I see that you're really creative with your merch. What else are you hoping to, not even hoping, what else do you intend to do to grow your brand and to spread the word about your message?
Well, I've expanded beyond the TikTok. I'm also on the YouTube and the Instagrams, but I also learned from you that you should have your own place, you know, where you can't be censored and where you can say it like you mean it. So I'm working on that right now. So hopefully
that's amazing.
By June 2024, that will come into fruition. And so that's the third thing on the plan for next year. And to fully have a full-fledged AJ website that's just AJ and his thoughts and all the other things that I do besides politics. So, yeah.
Man, that's freaking awesome, man. Awesome. So you say you are on YouTube as well. Is it under AJ's Rant Room on YouTube?
Everything's AJ's Rant Room.
Let's see if I can find you on here. We're gonna link to all of your stuff.
That's me. That's me.
All right, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and subscribe right here. Gonna turn on
Appreciate
the notification
you.
When you guys. That's wild, right there, isn't it? That's my
post on the current state of female rap. So yeah.
Oh, that, okay, got it,
yeah,
got
so,
it.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
Good.
Had a lot to say on that.
I love that you're attacking these things, man. I love that you're. So what right now? For any content creator out there, Let's see, we got some messages in here. I think. Joe said, "What up, Joe?" Joe says, "Hola, party people. What's up, Joe?" Margaret Ann's in the house. Hey, Margaret Ann.
Thank you.
So, right now, what do you think about the current state of social media right now for content creators that want to be real, raw, and authentic?
There is no space for those creators. we've
what about Twitter? What about X?
Well, I would say with the exception of X,
but it's a boring platform to me.
It is the my least favorite of like the big ones. It's my least favorite because I just find I just this thing with fighting with words when you don't know a person. And right. so you don't really know how to vibe what they're how to interpret what they're saying. Right. And they could not be malicious, but you interpret it as malicious. And it, I'm just not in the mood for the misinterpretation all day. Cause when I'm being mean, I'm being mean. There's no mincing words. I'm not gonna say it in some cute colloquial. I'm literally just going to tell you what it is. And I'm
gonna like how
I feel about it. It is what it is. But I just Twitter's very boring, but I said, if they could do the Twitter, if they do the TikTok, what they did to Twitter, oh, forget it.
If they do the TikTok, what do you mean by that?
Like if like an Elon Musk type took it over and said, okay, we're getting rid of all this censorship, because there's clearly groups that are very protected on that app, especially on the American version of TikTok. You know, you can't say a damn thing about a trans person on there. You can't say a damn thing about a black person on there without getting your ass lit, hit to you, unless you say it in the correct way. You have to say it in the proper way to make sure you don't offend anybody. No, yeah, there's no space exactly.
It's self-censorship. So we have to, now, even though with all of that, I've been in a lot of your rooms, you still take the gloves off in a lot of your lives, you know, on TikTok. So how do you get around that, the censorship, without being afraid of being, you know, banned from lives? And I'm pretty sure you've been banned many times.
I've been banned many times. Yeah. In fact, I got off a ban 2 weeks ago, and I just haven't really been live because I've just been busy. But I don't care. Like, I don't care. Take the account. Take, you know, I had a backup account that got banned from going live. Whatever. I don't care. And so that... I'm just not. You can say, yeah, he's banned from the app, but you won't say he was your bitch.
Aha. I love that. entrepreneurship. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you got to be brave, in my opinion. And I've never met a real hardcore entrepreneur that just bit their tongue, and unless they became super, super corporate and funded by, you know,
right.
the American public. But even with someone like Dana White, like, you know, I don't agree with everything Dana White says, but I love the fact that the man still speaks his mind. He's still willing to show up with whoever he wants to show up with at these events and surround himself around anybody he wants to be around. He's not letting, you know, the cancel culture, if you will, cancel him. And I really, really love that. And that's what I appreciate about you as well. You understand what's against you, and you're still willing to fight for it. That's what it's all about, in my opinion.
Right, but that's the thing. When you have that purpose, like when something's downloaded in you, it's not meant for people outside you to understand. So it's like, okay, again, like I said, if I feel like this is no longer the vision or the mission, I'm good. What's next? You know. It's a spiritual thing. It's just an intuitive thing. You know, and trust me, there's really very few things around me that I don't like, you know, that's right. The beauty of me having that much autonomy over your own life is that there's a lot less you have to tolerate. There's some things, obviously, but the overall majority of it, you're just like, okay, this is manageable.
Right. And I love that you said that. There's a lot less that you have to tolerate if you don't want to tolerate it. And it seems like to me, you've done a great job in life of protecting any financial ramifications, protecting yourself against any financial ramifications that would happen to the average person if they were to get canceled by a cancel culture and stuff like that. Talk about the importance of that.
Get to know, I'm still learning, get to know money, how it works. Be disciplined. It's I know it's challenging in this economy, in this world right now, but if you could do something as small as even put $5 a week aside or something like that, that's cool. Just knowing you have something in the event that something happens, and then also investing outside of the money into like gold and silver and stuff like that, you know, that's also a good thing to do. And I'm up on all that, you know, taking advice if you have anything else. But you have to understand your worth when you walk in the rooms as well, because If you don't know your worth, they're going to tell you your worth, and you're going to just accept what you're offered. And so, I understand not everyone's built to be an entrepreneur. I get it. Obviously, you have to have people who want to work. So, but even as an employee, you still have to walk in a room knowing your value. 100%. You have to know what you bring to the table, bring to come. My last W-2 job was in California, and I was an audiovisual technician. And there would be this meeting where they would bring the technicians and the corporate people together. And basically it was just a place for the technicians to bitch and just let it all out, all the stuff, frustrations about the job. And so everyone got it out. And then one of the corporate people said, well, basically they were clear. They don't have to pay us a livable wage. They were clear. Mm. I thanked him for his honesty. Thank you for being honest, because the moment that came out of your mouth, as soon as I walked out of that room, my exit plan was in play. I'm not staying here another 2 years, nothing. I'll be here the it was December 31st, 2019, I think I quit. December 31st, I was done. I knew I was not going into 2020 with that mess, but of course we all know what happened in 2020. But still, I wouldn't change it for the world, because I still wouldn't have had a job, because there would have been no work because of everything shutting down. So, you know, again, it's part of the mission, part of the vision. Did it suck? Yes. Is it harder to go it alone? Yes. But guess what? You can look back and say, even if you didn't make it, hey, I did it my way. I'm good.
1,000%. That's what I always believe in. If you did make it, at least you did it your way. I love that. That's Facts. It. AJ, I really Facts. Appreciate your time, man. Where can they go to find more about you and to contact you if they want to? We'll have the link to the shop below this video. But where can they go to contact
you? Yeah, go to my shop. If your platform's Instagram, I'm on there. AJ's Rant Room, everything. I'm on X, Twitter as well. I don't tweet as much, but I'm there. You know, you could, if you want to reach out to me there. Obviously, TikTok, obviously, YouTube, Rumble as well. So, yeah. Whatever's going, that's how you can get in touch with me. Also, ajsramroom@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, AJ. And we're looking forward to you bringing on your online community as well. You know, I want to see the AJ rant space at some point.
Appreciate
you. Know,
you.
And see what type of content you put inside there. If you need some tips on how to build that and do it in a way, host it on a platform that's not going to censor you, check out hosting24.com. I've been using them since like 2003. We host 100 websites on their platform for all kind of crazy stuff. Never have any trouble with them. They're outside of the United States, so we ain't playing by their rules. So
nice.
Yes, all sir. Right. So thank you, AJ. I really appreciate you, man. Let's stay connected.
I appreciate you, bro.
And we'll have this video up in 24 hours, man.
Thanks for having me, bro.